我们以下是读经，读哥林多后书九章六到十五节。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种植，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，并将荣耀归于神。他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切的想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Good morning.
大家早。
Before we look at the passage of scripture this morning, I'd like to ask you a question.
在我们在分享今天早上经文以前，我想先请问你们一个问题。
When you think about coming to church each Sunday, what aspect of church do you most look forward to?
当你们每个礼拜来到主日的时候，教会究竟哪一点是吸引你们来到教会的？
Now let's assume that it's something noble and worthy.
让我们假设你们的动机都是很高贵的。
Not like showing off your new car.
不是说来这边要让人家看你的新车。
Or seeing somebody you really wanted to see because you wanted to sell them a life insurance policy.
不是说你们来到教会是想卖给那个人人寿保险。
Not that kind of thing.
不是那种动机。
What is it that you most look forward to about coming to the church?
是哪一件事最吸引你们，最让你们期待来到教会？
Some of you might say, well, I look forward to the sermon.
有些人说，也许我来这边是想来听这个讲道。
And I hope there's a few of you who would say that.
我希望当中你有些人是会这样说。
Some of you might say, well, I really like the music. The music inspires me.
有些人说来到教会是来听这个音乐，这个音乐真的把我启发。
Others might say, well, I really enjoy the fellowship.
有些人说来到教会是来教会可以团契。
I sit in the same place each Sunday.
我来到教会坐在同一个位置。
I've made a lot of wonderful friends.
我在这边遇到很多好朋友。
We share prayer requests and answers to prayer.
我们彼此互相代祷，而且我们的祷告也蒙神垂听。
It's just so good to be here.
我实在很高兴能够来到这里。
Some people say, well, I just enjoy being far away from all the pressures of the world.
有些人说我来到教会就是说是远离世俗的压力。
But how many of you, when you think about coming to church,
可是你当这种多少人来到教会
are thrilled about the opportunity to give at the offering.
是因为来到教会你们可以来奉献，为这件事感到非常的高兴呢？
How many of you are thrilled by the opportunity of giving towards this building program that we're kicking off?
有多少人是来到教会是说啊，我们有能够有这个机会可以参与这个教会扩堂的这个奉献？
How many of you, when you heard that we're trying to raise $3 million in 3 years, jumped for joy and said, I'm so glad I could participate in that?
有多少人来到教会是说啊，我们在三年之内教会要募款300万，我们能够非常的高兴快乐跳起来说哇，这真是太棒了。
If you really understand the Word of God,
如果你们真正了解神的话语,
and what God has promised to those who give,
而且神也给我们这样应许, 如果你愿意给的话,
then the thing you would most look forward to every Sunday is the offering.
那你就会知道你来到教会最期待的一件事就是奉献。
Here's why.
这个是为什么?
According to Scripture,
根据圣经,
giving is a direct pipeline to blessing.
就是你能够给予是直接从神那边得到 赐福的一个管道。
I think that statement makes some people a little bit nervous.
我想这一句话可能让有些人觉得有点不安。
We live in the age of the prosperity gospel where people are promising you that if you give to their ministry, God will give to you a new Mercedes.
因为现在这个年代是很多是所谓丰盛的一个神学的观念，就有很多人在电视上那种传道是说，如果你给他这个宣教组织的话呢，你就可能得到一部Mercedes 的轿车 ,Benz 轿车。
That's not the blessing that the Bible talks about.
这个不是圣经所提到的这个福音。
But let me share two statements that Jesus made.
我这边跟大家分享两段经文耶稣说的。
If there was nothing else in the Bible except for these two statements, we would be thrilled by the opportunity to give.
在经文上不管有其他多少地方，这两段经文是最重要，就会让我们会非常的高兴，愿意来给予。
The first statement is found in Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
第一段经文是在路加福音六章三十八节，这边说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
What a magnificent promise of Jesus.
这边是神给我们何大的一个应许。
He says that generosity in giving,
他这边提到说，如果我们很慷慨的来给予，
results in greater blessing from God.
会神给予我们更大的祝福。
He says if you want blessing poured out,
如果这边说你希望那个祝福能够充满在你的怀里，
overflowing,
上尖下流的流出来，
pressed down,
能够这样子连摇带按，
shaken together,
然后是全部就挤在一起，
packed in full,
是满满的给你，
then give,
那你就要给予。
It's the same principle found in chapter 9 and verse 6, where Paul says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
这边他也是同样的在哥林多后书九章六节提到说，少种的少收，多种的多收。
What are these blessings and these promises that are coming from heaven to us?
这个是何等大奇妙的一个神给我们的应许，从天上来的应许。
We'll talk about that at the very end of the sermon.
我们在最后的时候我们会再提到。
Stay tuned.
第二，然后我们注意听。
The second statement Jesus made is in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, where he says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
在这边第二段经文提到是《使徒行传》的第二十章三十五节，这边提到说。施比受更为有福。
Basically, he says that what you give away brings you a greater blessing than what you receive.
这边基本上是提到说，当你给出去的时候，你会得到更多的祝福。
These are the promises that come from Jesus to those who give generously.
这边这个应许是神给那些愿意慷慨给予的人的一个应许。
Now I know this is the third Sunday in a row where you're listening to one of your pastors talk about giving.
我知道这是我们连续第三个礼拜你们听到牧师在讲这个给予的事情。
And you're going to hear me speak to you about giving generously and sacrificially.
这边今天我要跟你们提到是说要非常慷慨的给予，而且是好像有点牺牲性的给予。
And I know that makes some people a little uncomfortable.
我知道这句话让有些人觉得很不舒服。
It makes some people even a bit suspicious.
有些人会觉得有点怀疑究竟怎么回事。
They don't like to hear pastors talking about money that much.
他们不太喜欢听到牧师讲到关于钱的事。
And I would suspect that there are some people in the church today.
我真的想今天可能在座有些人。
Who are wishing that they'd gone to visit their sick uncle today rather than to hear your pastor speak about this yet again.
他们可能会想说，我今天应该去探望我那个生病的叔叔，而不是来坐在这边教会听到。
You know, I think it's fair to say that many of us feel a measure of guilt when it comes to giving.
我觉得这边也是一个衡量，就是我们在给的时候，常有就有一些罪恶感。
And certainly most of us feel some guilt about our spending.
其实人对于他在花钱的时候会有些罪恶感。
Boy, what if our checkbook record or our credit card statement were suddenly projected up onto the screen this morning? Every one of us.
如果说今天我们的那个我们的支票本的那个平衡表，或者是我们的信用卡的那个账单，如果打到这个荧幕上的话，
I don't know that we would all feel very good about how we're spending our resources.
我不知道大家会不会觉得说看起来觉得很好，就是说我们是花钱花在哪里。
And I guess I include myself in that.Illustration.
我也可以把我自己的打上去。
And I think the last thing we want to do today is listen to someone who's going to make us feel bad.
尤其是说今天我们可能要听到一个人讲，让我们觉得自己很有罪恶感。
Now I understand that.
我知道，我很了解这些。
And I'm not going to make you feel bad this morning.
我不会让你觉得很不舒服。
I'm going to make you feel better.
我让你会觉得好受一些。
Because the way to feel better is to understand what God's word says about something.
因为今天让你会觉得好受，是因为你了解神的话语到底在说什么。
And according to God's word, giving is a major component in true spirituality.
根据圣经上的话语，就是说我们在给予的时候，是真正我们心灵上对神的沉浸的一个衡量。
And selfishness is an obstacle to personal joy and corporate revival.
那如果自私的话呢，确实是阻挡我们能够在灵性上的一个复兴。
And that's why the Bible talks so much about money.
所以这为什么在圣经上提到很多金钱的事。
Do you realize how many verses there are in the Bible about money?
你知道在圣经上多少地方提到金钱吗？
Just go to BibleGateway.com or something like that and plug in money and you'll see how many verses actually come up.
你们可以到网上去查，就是说比如说把一些网上你打到圣经上提到金钱，你可以看到多少地方提到金钱。
Jesus said more about money and our attitude towards money than he did about any other single topic. It must be important.
耶稣他在世时候他提到金钱这件事情是提到比提到其他所有事情都提到的多。
It must be important to our spiritual lives and our relationship to God.
可见这是一件非常重要的事情，对我们属灵的生活是非常重要一件事。
And the sins regarding money must be as destructive to us as sins like adultery and so on.
他对于这个金钱，他正是提到说，像是犯了奸淫一样的，对我们有那样的毁坏性。
So what should be our attitude towards money?
那我们对于金钱究竟应该抱有什么样一个态度呢？
Well, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
在保罗他在哥林多后书第九章这边提到。
And he tells us that it is the mark of real Christians to be radically generous.
他这边提到是说，一个真正的基督徒，他在这个给予的事上，他是非常无私的给予。
Did you notice how often the words generous and generosity came up in the passage that you read together this morning?
你知道我们在地方今天读了圣经有多少地方提到慷慨这件事吗？
God delights in radical generosity.
神喜悦那些人愿意无私很多的给予。
So we're going to look at three things this morning in this passage.
我们在今天要看三点。
The impact of generosity.
就是这个慷慨对我们的影响。
The motivation for generosity.
慷慨后面的动机。
And the measure for generosity. How much should we give?
然后就是如何来衡量这慷慨多少，我们应该要给多少。
Let's start with the impact of our giving.
我们先来看慷慨对我们的影响。
Now let me just put this passage in its context.
我们先把这段经文放在上下文里面来看。
The Apostle Paul is raising money for famine relief in Jerusalem.
保罗他是为耶路撒冷那边的饥荒来募款。
There's a famine in Jerusalem, and the people are suffering, and the church is suffering.
在耶路撒冷那边有饥荒，所以那边的人受苦，教会的人也受苦。
And Paul is going to all the churches in Asia Minor, and he's asking for money for famine relief.
那保罗他在亚细亚的地方各个教会来传道讲道，他是希望为那边的人来募款。
Now guess which was the first church.To have a desire to give and to make a pledge to give.
你们猜猜看是哪个教会他第一个说我可以愿意来给予的呢？
It was the church in Corinth.
就是哥林多教会。
A little bit later, you're going to hear from Pastor Kwan about these pledge cards that we're giving everyone today.
那等一下我们会听到关牧师来跟我们讲就是认捐卡这件事。
The Corinthians took those cards and they were the first to pledge an offering.
哥林多教会的人他们是第一个把那个认捐卡拿出来然后说我们会来愿意认捐
But a year goes by and they still don't give to their pledge
可是很多年过去了这些人还是没有给
Well what do you do when a church makes a promise to give but they don't follow through
那你怎么办呢如果教会人说他们会愿意给可是最后是没给那怎么办呢
I'm not sure what other people do, but Paul chooses to write a letter.
我不知道其他人怎么做，可是我知道保罗他在这边他选择用写书信的方式来给他们。
He wrote this letter, 2 Corinthians.
他就写了这个哥林多后书。
To reawaken their initial zeal.
他就是希望激起他们起初的热心。
And to do that, he talks about the impact of their giving.
那他在这边他就提到说，这个慷慨给予对他们的影响是什么？
And he says the impact of their gift will be twofold.
他说这个影响有两方面
It's found in verses 12 and 13
在第十二节和第十三节。
The first thing that Paul says here is that if they give, people will be physically cared for.
他说如果你给的话，那那些人是真正会得到帮助。
Giving meets physical pressing needs in people.
就说是那些人真正迫身需要的帮助可以得到帮助。
That's why Paul was raising money for the church in Jerusalem.
所以这是为什么保罗要帮耶路撒冷的教会来募款。
People were hungry, people were starving, they needed to eat.
就是那边的人他们真正是在挨饿需要吃东西。
And so that's one reason why we give, to meet needs.
这是为什么第一个原因我们要给，就是说是满足他们的需要。
And churches have always done that.
那我们知道教会都是这样做的。
They've always fed people and clothed people and cared for the poor, built hospitals, orphanages, community centers.
就是教会常常都是给人东西吃，给人衣服穿，或者是盖教会，或者是盖一些社区中心来帮助人。
If you go to any city in America, you will see the church doing this.
你要如果到各地美国各地的教会都市去看，你会看到不同的教会都在做这样子的事。
And if the church didn't do that, the quality of life in those cities would rapidly decline.
如果说那个教会没有做这样的事，你可以看到那些都市人民的生活的品质是会下降。
So giving meets needs, that's obvious.
所以就是说，我们去给予是要去满足人的需要，这是非常明显的。
If we as a church hope to build a new building, then we're going to have to give towards it.
那如果说今天教会要盖一个新的楼，那我们也需要去给出来。
We could pray every day, God, give us a building.
我们可以跟神祷告说啊，神给我们一栋新的楼。
God, build that building.
啊，神啊，帮助我们盖那栋楼。
I could promise you the building will not fall out of the sky.
我可以担保这个栋楼不会从天上掉下来。
If we want to build a building to care for the people in our community, we have to give.
如果说我们愿意要盖栋楼来帮助这个社区的人的话，我们必须要给予。
That's a very basic principle, but there's a second principle.
这是一个很基本的原则，我们再来看第二个原则。
Look at verse 12. Read verse 12.
再来看第十二节，因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
Paul says that radical generosity is praise provoking.
就是说，保罗这边提到说，当我们在慷慨的给予的时候，是让人可以更多的感谢神。
Do you know what happened when Paul showed up at the church in Jerusalem with that offering?
你能够想象，就是说保罗他在那个耶路撒冷教会去到那边的时候，带着这所有的供给去的时候。
I suspect they were in a worship service like this.
我想可能他去那边也是像我们这样一个聚会的地方。
And in comes Paul with two of his lieutenants into the church with a big basket.
那就是说那个保罗他进来的时候，后面有人在传那个奉献。
And he lays down this offering that will meet all of their physical needs.
那他带来的这个奉献可以给这些满足这些人所有的需要。
If you're sitting there hungry, starving, in need, what would you do?
如果你那个时候是在受苦、很饥饿、饥寒交迫的时候，你会怎么样做呢？
The place erupted in worship and praise to God.
那我相信那边的人一定会是哇，非常的高兴，赞美神，大声的赞美神。
Generosity is praise provoking.
就是说，慷慨的给予是能够激起人感谢的心。
God receives the glory when we give.
神接受到这样子的荣耀，当我们在给予的时候。
But notice in verse 13.
可是我们来看第十三节。
There's a little phrase there that says, "And men will praise God for their generosity."
我们看十三节，他这边说，众人也会将荣耀归于神。
What men?
那些人是谁
？Or women?
或者是女人是谁？那些女人。
Is Paul saying the same thing in verse 13 that he just said in verse 12?
保罗这边讲的十三节和十二节讲的是不是一样呢
？Not a chance.
不是。
In verse 12, it is the church that is giving praise and thanksgiving to God.
第十二节讲的是说是教会的这些人将赞美给神。
In verse 13, Paul is speaking about the impact of their generosity on the world of unbelievers.
在十三节这边保罗提到的是说这个影响是影响到那些不信主的人，在他社区的人。
Basically, Paul is saying that there is something attractive about generosity.
保罗基本上这边提到说，就慷慨这件事会让会吸引到一些人。
Because it is so unnatural.
因为是非常件不自然的事。
The most unnatural thing on this planet is radical generosity.
在这个地球上，一件最不自然的事，就是说是非常慷慨的给予。
These churches in Asia Minor, they weren't made up of millionaires who were giving away thousands.
在那些亚细亚的那些小亚细亚那些教会的人，不是一些很有钱的教会。
That's what you would see on a telethon on television. Have you ever seen the Jerry Lewis telethon? You know, gifts come pouring in by telephone. And sometimes somebody will call in with a gift of $10,000.
那有些人打电话去说, 哦, 会捐1万块,
or $50,000.
或者是捐5万块,
$100,000 for muscular dystrophy.
或者是捐那个10万块给那个, 肌肉, 多重肌肉,
and everybody says, wow, what a gift!
哇, 有些人说, 哇, 这人实在是太慷慨, 这么大的礼物。
And it is a great gift.
可是那边有个更大的礼物。
But it always stops short of any sacrifice.
可是那些礼物跟这个比起来, 牺牲性的比起来还差了很远。
See, in the New Testament, these were not millionaires.
要知道在那个新约教会那些人, 他们都不是百万富翁。
These were ordinary people.
他们是普通人。
Many of them were slaves.
很多人是做奴隶的。
Many of them lived in poverty.
很多人是生活在贫穷当中。
Very few of the early Christians are what we would consider rich.
在早期教会的那些人，很少人是我们想象的那些有钱人。
The poor and downtrodden were much more attracted to the gospel.
那些贫穷的人，他们更受到福音的吸引。
And these ordinary, impoverished people gave what they had to meet the needs of others.
那这些贫穷的人，这些教会里贫穷的这些人，却是很无私的给予，去满足别人的需要。They
literally gave to the hurt, their own hurts.
他们给到一个程度，就是好像自己都受伤的那样子。They
altered their own lifestyles so that they could give to someone in need.
他们改变他们自己的生活习态，可以让他们有剩下的钱可以去给予。And
it was something that the world had not seen before.
那这样子的事情是在这个世界以前没有看过的。And
there's something attractive about that kind of generosity.
那样子的一个慷慨的给予会吸引到很多人。Not
just when we're generous with our money.
我们不只是在金钱上很慷慨。But
when we're generous with our time.
对我们的时间上我们也慷慨的给予。Our
homes, our possessions.
我们的家也开放，然后我们的财物也。
When we're generous like that, people will be drawn to Christ.
当我们很慷慨给予的时候，人会受到这样子吸引来追随主。
If you have a Bible, I'd ask you to turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 44.
如果大家有圣经的话，我们翻到,
This is a snapshot of the early church. In verses
44
to 47, we have a glimpse of the core values of the early church.
在使徒行传第二章44到47节，这边提到是提到早期教会他们最主要的核心的观念。
Did you read verses
44? Okay. 44节，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，横切地在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，使众民的喜得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now that's radical generosity.
这是一个非常无私性的给予。
And the result of that was that the Lord added to the number daily those who were being saved.
这样子的给予的结果呢，就是主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Yes, they preached the gospel with their words.
对，他们是用他们的嘴来传讲主的话语。
But their lives made the gospel so attractive.
可是是他们的生命让主的话语更吸引到人。
When you share the gospel with someone,
当你与人来分享福音的时候,
a lot of times the power of the gospel is in the lives that accompany it.
其实那个时候更有利的是当你传出去的福音, 跟随着你的生命所带出来的影响。
These people were transformed, they gave, and people flooded into their churches.
这些人他们得到改变，然后呢, 教会外面的人看到这些人无私的给予，他们就被吸引来到教会。
And they became worshippers of the living God.
他们就成为, 永生神的, 赞美,
that was the impact of their generosity in the first century.
这个是在第一世纪的时候,
now, where does that come from?
那这个是怎么来的呢?
What is the motivation to give like that?
他们是有什么样的动力, 动机在后面可以让他们这样给予呢?
Do you want to know what motivation is?
你知道那个动机是什么吗?
Motivation is a motor that drives you.
那个就是一个马达, 把你往前推,
I drive a Ford Taurus.
我开的是福特的一个轿车,
a magnificent vehicle.
一个非常好的车子,
and there's a motor under the hood. And that motor drives the car. What was the motor that was driving the early church? What changed their attitude towards money that they could sell what they had and give the money to those in need? There were two things. I'll tell you what they were not. They were not motivated by the possibility of gaining a tax shelter. Well, if we give a lot, then we could fill out Schedule A, and our taxes won't be so bad. They were not influenced by prosperity preachers who said, if you give, you'll get.
也不是那种丰盛神学的那种观念说如果你给出去的话你就会得到。
So Lord, we're giving you everything so that you'll replace our camel with a Mercedes.
不是说你给出去的话呢，我的骆驼就变成宾士轿车。
Two things motivated them.
是两件事让他们有这样的动力。
One was creation.
第一个是创造。
And the other was redemption.
第二个是救赎。
Listen to verse 10.
我们看第十节。 第十节，那四种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又加添你们仁义的果子。Isn't
it easy to overlook a verse like that?
我们是不是有时候会忽略这样子的经节呢？
He supplies seed to the sower and bread for food.
他是赐给那撒种的，赐粮给人吃的。
I thought the farmer went down to the store and bought the seed.
我以为是说是那些农夫是到店里去买那个种子。
I thought they had to go into the kitchen and mix up the flour and bake their own bread and make their own bread.
我以为是他们是这些人到厨房里去把那个面粉然后做出面包来。
Paul says God supplies the seed and God supplies the bread.
这边提到是说是神给种子是神给粮食。
And you see, the early church really understood that.
那你们看到了吗? 在早期的教会, 他们确实看到这一点。
They understood that everything they had, all their wealth, came from God.
早期的教会人清楚地看到, 他们所得的一切都是从神而来的。
You know, I think many of us watch television.
我知道很多人看电视。
I watch television.
我也看电视。
And when you watch television, you see all these commercials.
你看到电视上很多广告。
And there are people who will watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials.
有些人他们看那个橄榄球杯的超级杯，其实就是为了看那些广告。
Not this year, of course, but in many years.
不是今年，就过去很多年是为了这个原因。
And commercials will always tell us that we should spend what we earn on ourselves.
这个广告常常都说我们应该花那些钱用在我们身上，因为是我们赚来的。
You owe it to yourself.
你欠你这些。
You've worked hard all week.
你一个礼拜工作辛苦。
You've earned the right.
你有这个权利来享用这个钱。
Buy what you want.
去买你想要的。
Lay hold of what you want.
去把你有的去放掉。
You've earned it.
你得到了这样权利来用这些钱。
And God says to us.
可是神对我们说。
Yeah, you earned it.
对,你没错,你赚到这些。
Breathing the air I give freely.
你今天呼吸的这些空气是我免费的给你的。
You earned it.
是你赚到的吗?
With the mind that I gave you free.
是我给你一个可以自由思考的一个意志能力。
You earned it.
是你赚到的吗?
With the connections I gave you free.
是让我和你之间有一个联系的关系,是你赚到的吗?
The fact that you're born today living in this country,
而且事实上说我们今天能够, 活在今天, 然后生在美国这个地方,
instead of 1,000 years ago in the mountains of Tibet,
而不是在1,000多年前生在, 西藏的山区里面,
God says, that's from me.
神说这是从我来的。
Everything you've got,
每一件事你所得到的,
your education,
你的教育,
your family of origin,
你的那个家庭的背景,
your country, is a result of my goodness to you. And all I ask you to do, God says,
而神对我们这样说,
is to share a portion of it with others. That's why Christians have a different attitude towards their wealth and possessions. The Christian knows that everything she has, everything he has, comes from God, every single bit of it.
基督徒知道我们今天所得到的一切，每一分每一个都是从神那边来的。
My car, my Taurus, comes from God ultimately.
我的那个车子，福特车，其实也是从神来的。
Now, children will always struggle with this.
很多小孩子都会对这个事有些挣扎。
And this is the thing that most bothers parents about their children.
这个事也是让很多父母很困扰的一件事。
Have you ever bought your child a candy bar?
你有没有给小孩买一颗糖果，一个糖果？
And after he takes a few bites, you say to your son, "Son, can I have a bite?"
那就是说那小孩舔了几口以后，你就对儿子说，儿子啊，我可不可以咬一口嘞？
And he looks at you with this wild look in his eyes.
他就会用瞪大眼睛看着你。
No!
不可以。
Why not, son?
为什么呢？
Because it's mine.
那个儿子会说,
and you look at him and you say,
可是你就看他说, 你说,
you're kidding, right?
你是不是在开玩笑啊?
I know it's yours.
我知道是你的。
I just gave it to you.
因为我刚刚才给你啊。
I'm not taking it back.
我不是要拿回来。
I'm just asking for a little bite.
我只是要咬一口。
Son,
儿子,
you wouldn't have it without me.
你不会有这个, 如果没有我的话, 你没有这个。
It doesn't make sense to us that they won't share a little bit with us.
这实在是不, 没有道理嘛, 他们, 我们的孩子竟然不愿意把这一口
or with their brothers and sisters. I've just given you a little glimpse into my family. Now suppose somebody gives to you as an adult a brand new house in the suburbs.
如果说今天是一个成人，有一个人给你一个新房子，是在郊区一栋新房子。
There's no way that you can afford this house.
你绝对没有办法负担这样一个房子。It
is a mansion.
这是一个别墅,
six bedrooms,
六个睡房,
a four-car garage,
四个车位的那个车库,
sitting on an acre of land.
在一亩大的一个地上,
you live in a studio apartment.
你本来是住的, 单人房, 很小的一个,
you drive a bicycle.
你是本来是骑脚踏车的,
they give you this as a gift.
他们给你说这是一个礼物,
and suppose they say to you,
然后他们对你说,
all I want is one room. A place to stay from time to time. I won't bother you at all. I'll use a separate entrance. Would you say to this generous giver, no? Forget it? It's all mine? Of course you wouldn't. Because common sense tells you that the only reason you have any joy and comfort in that house is their generosity. And if that person says to you that they would like you to share 10% of your house,
那如果说这个人对你说他希望你可以分享你这个房子的十分之一，这是一个很合理的事。
They could ask for 90%. It would be reasonable.
他可以要求90%也是合理。
God comes to us in Scripture and says,
神对我们这样说,
I've given you everything.
我给你所有的。
So how about share a portion of it with the world?
那你能不能将你有的一部分分享给这世界上其他的人呢?
With the church.
和与教会来分享呢?
With the needs of people.
与那些有需要的人来分享呢?
Just a portion.
我只需要一部分。
Would you say to God,
你会不会对神说,
no!
不可能。
It's mine!
这是我的。
And God looks at us and says,
那神看到我们这样说,
you're kidding, right?
你是不是在开玩笑啊?
It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, listen very carefully to this verse.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7.
What do you have that's not a gift?
你今天所拥有的那个, 哪一个不是神给的呢?
What do you have that's not a gift?
你今天所拥有的哪一个不是神给的呢？
And how dare you treat it as anything but a gift?
那你怎么能够把这个当成是你自己得到，像不像是一个礼物呢？
Beloved, everything we have,
我们所有的一切，
it's a gift from God.
都是所从神而来的。
He wants us to share it.
他希望我们与人分享。
He wants us to be generous.
他希望我们慷慨。
There was another motivation.
还有另外一个动机。
Something else really drove these Christians.
就是真正让这些基督徒能够往前的。
And that's redemption.
就是那个救赎。
Their giving was motivated by the gospel.
他们今天给是因为神的福音。
Do you see that little phrase in verse 13?
你看到那个第十三节那个地方。
There's a little phrase there that says, you proved yourselves with this gift.
这边在第十三节，他这边说
，That is a colossal statement.
就是说，因为知道你们承认基督，这是一件很大的一件事。
You proved yourselves.
从这件事上，你表示你承认基督。他们所承认的是什么
？What did they demonstrate in their generosity?
他们在他们慷慨上所表达出来是什么呢
？They demonstrated that they've actually experienced the grace of God.
他们在这边表达出来是说他们真正领受到神的恩典。
Radical generosity is one of the proofs we have that we are children of God.
在这边是说我们能够很慷慨的给予，这是证明我们是神的儿女一个很重要的一个确据。
That's why giving in the New Testament is never commanded of us.
所以在新约的时候，给予这件事从来不是说吩咐你要怎么做。
Chapter 8 and verse 8, Paul says, I'm not commanding you to do this.
在哥林多后书的第八章第八节，他说：“我说这话不是吩咐你们。”
Why doesn't Paul command them?
为什么保罗没有说吩咐他们呢？
Because he knows he doesn't have to command them.
因为他知道他不需要去吩咐他们。
When people have experienced the grace of God, they become givers.
他们领受到这样子的神的恩典的时候，他们就很自然的也去给出去。
When the grace of God gets into your bloodstream, you become a giver.
因为当神的这个恩典进到我们的身体里面，我们就很自然的成为一个给予的人。
You begin to understand that you are absolutely rich because of what Jesus has done for you.
那个时候你就很清楚的知道我们是何等的富足，是因为神在我们身上所做的。
You say I'm rich.
你说我们很富足吗？
I still live in a small apartment.
我还是住一个小小的公寓里啊。
You are rich beyond your wildest dreams.
你是今天是这样子的富足，是超过你能所求所想的。
You've been adopted into the family.
你其实是被这个富足的家庭所收养。
The Almighty God is your father.
这个上帝是我们的父亲。
It is guaranteed that you will rule and reign with Christ in heaven.
这是神给我们的应许，我们将来有一天与耶稣基督一起在天上作王。
You have His holy power living in you.
神的能力住在我们里面。
You are forgiven.
我们被赦免了。
You have hope.
我们有希望。
You are absolutely rich because of what Jesus did for you on the cross.
因为今天神在十字架上为我们所做的一切，让我们成为非常的富足。
Jesus was ripped apart on the cross for you.
耶稣基督挂在十字架上是为着我们的缘故。
He did it to make you spiritually rich.
他这样做的缘故是让我们在灵里得到富足。
And when you realize what He has done for you,
如果你今天真正了解到他对我们所做的，
everything else is suddenly utterly expendable.
其他的事情都不是重要的。
And you will become a giver.
你就会很自然的成为一个给予人的人。
And you will give the way Jesus gave.
你就会像耶稣基督一样的给予去给予出去。
Freely and generously.
是白白的得来，然后也是慷慨的给出去。
Do you know how Jesus came to earth?
你知道耶稣基督来到这个世上。
They didn't push him out of heaven.
他不是从天上被从天上推下来。
He wasn't clutching onto heaven and they had to take his hands off it and cast him to the earth.
他不是说在天上他抓得紧紧不愿意下来就被人家这样推下来。
Do you know how Jesus went to the cross?
你知道耶稣怎么样去到十字架上？
It was not kicking and screaming and fighting against it.
他不是在那边踢呀喊啊那边这样叫。
He went like a sheep to the slaughter.
他像一个被宰的羔羊一样带过去。
His whole life was a steady line from the cradle to the cross.
他的一生就是从出生的摇篮一直到那个十字架。
That's the grace of God.
就是神的恩典。
And that is our motivation to be radically generous.
能够很无私的,很慷慨的给予。
That's why you have this little group called the Macedonians at the beginning of chapter 8.
所以这为什么在我们, 提到的在, 马其顿的教会,
they were as poor as the Christians in Jerusalem.
And
when Paul was collecting the offering, he didn't even ask them to participate.
他在那个, 保罗那个时候在募款的时候, 他甚至没有要求到这个教会的人来参与,
they were so poor.
因为他们太穷了。
They came to Paul and they pleaded with Paul to participate.
他们却来到保罗面前跟保罗恳求说, 你让我可以参与这个, 给予的事吧。
I've been a pastor for a long time.
我做一个牧师已经很多年了。
Nobody has ever called me up and begged to give something.
从来没有打电话跟我说, 请求你能不能让我多给。
They wanted to give. Do you know why?
你知道那些, 教会的人, 为什么愿意这样给予呢?
Because they were so overwhelmed by the cross.
因为他们被神的恩典在十字架上所成就的恩典, 太感动了。
And they just wanted to keep emptying their pockets and giving because of their love for Christ.
因为他们实在是愿他们所能把他们所有的给出来，因为他们对要回应神的爱。
Beloved, to the degree that we fix our eyes on the cross,
到一个程度，他们就是看到神在十字架上所做的这一切。
And see Christ being torn for us on the tree.
他们看到耶稣基督为我们所受的苦。
Will it motivate us as well? Let's talk about the measure of our generosity. How much should we give? How do I know if I'm being generous? The mistake a lot of Christians make is to compare themselves to the person next to them. And even though we understand that what somebody else gives is none of our business, we like to peek into the plate. We're curious what other people are giving. And that either makes us feel good, because our gift is bigger, or pretty sad because it's smaller. Never compare yourself to anybody. See, the principle in Scripture is not equal amount. You give 100, I give 100.
你给100, 我给100.
The principle is equal sacrifice.
的原则是说我们用同样的牺牲的心态来给予。
Even though our amounts are different,
虽然我们给的金额是不一样,
the sacrifice should be the same.
可是我们的牺牲给予的心是应该是一样的。
Pastor, you still haven't told me how much to give.
牧师啊, 你到现在还没告诉我究竟要给多少。
The answer in these two chapters is very simple.
在这两章里面提到的这个答案是很相近的。
Give in accord with the gospel.
根据神的福音来给。
Pastor, you're talking in riddles again.
牧师啊, 你又在讲谜语, 我听不懂了。
How do I give in accord with the gospel?
我怎么根据这个福音来给呢?
Well, jump back into the Old Testament in your mind for a moment.
我们, 回到那个旧约的圣经。
Old Testament believers were required to give one-tenth of their income to God, a tithe.
在那个旧约时代, 那个时候的人是要求是要给十分之一。
One-tenth to God, to the poor, to the needy, etc.
就是十分之一是给有需要的人, 给那个贫穷的人。
It was commanded of them.
这是被他们被教导, 被吩咐。
Well, aren't you glad you're living in the New Testament?
那你是不是很高兴我们今天是住在新约时代呢?
Because a tithe is not directly commanded of us in the New Testament.
因为在新约时代里没有提到说我们要给十分之一的教训。
Isn't that wonderful?
这实在太棒了吧。
I don't have to give 10%.
我不需要给十分之一。
Yes!
太棒了。
Well, before you say yes,
是在你说太棒以前,
think about the gospel.
再想想神的福音,
are we more indebted to God or less indebted to God than they were in the Old Testament?
我们在新约时代所欠与神的跟旧约时代欠与神的比起来哪一个欠神的更多呢?
Sounds like another trick question, doesn't it?
好像听起来又很复杂一个问题。
There's a sense in which we're more indebted.
这个就是说我们哪,
because we could see the cross very clearly.
In
the Old Testament, they saw the cross through shadows and types and prophecies and so on.
在旧约时代, 是透过一些预言才看到。
We see it crystal clear.
We
could see Jesus ripped apart on the cross.
We could
see the persecution and the mockery of the Son of God. We can rent Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ and see it.
电影来看, Passion, 那个电影, 可以看到那个上面演到耶稣受死的时候状况。
When that lays hold of your heart,
如果那个幅图画在你的心目中,
you will plead with God to give as much as you can.
你会跟神请求说, 我愿意给越多。
Pastor, give me a percentage.
牧师告诉我究竟百分比多少。
Tell me what percent I should carve out of my income to give to the Lord.
究竟我在我的收入里面应该要切出来多少, 然后给神呢?
You want your giving to make a statement about your love for God.
我希望你今天所给的是让你, 和神之间的关系的一个证明。
How much did David give to the temple in Jerusalem?
在那个时候, 那边的人他们给了多少给耶路撒冷教会?
He emptied out his personal treasuries for that temple.
大卫他把他自己的,
The widow at the temple gave what? Her last two pennies.
在那个寡妇给了两个小钱。
The woman in Matthew 26 broke open an expensive box of perfume over the head of Jesus.
在马太福音那边提到有一个妇人她把一个香膏打碎弄在耶稣的头上。
Her costliest possession.
这是非常贵重的一个香膏。
Pastor, how much should I give?
牧师告诉我究竟要给多少。
You want a percentage?
你要知道百分比吗?
Brace yourself.
你们准备好。
Look at 10% as a minimum.
10%是最基本的要求。
A launching point.
这只是开始的一个。
Start there.
从那个是一个出发点。
Now I know there are some people who cannot do that and still pay their rent. I know that.
我知道有些人如果给了10%,他可能房租就付不出来。
And God doesn't want you to become homeless just so you can give 10% to the offering.
当然上帝也不希望你成为一个流浪的人,因为你给了10%。
God doesn't want you to die a slow death by starvation just so you can give 10%.
那个上帝也不希望你为饥饿而慢慢的死亡,只是因为你给了10%。
That's why 10% is not commanded of us.
所以就是说这10%不是
But guess what?
我可是我们想想,
Many of us, most of us, can give at least 10%.
我相信在座的每一位可能至少可以给10%。
Now I promise you, I do not know what anybody in this entire church gives in their offering except for myself.
我可以担保你们在座多少人,每一个人给多少我不知道,我只知道我自己给多少。
You say, I can't give 10%.
你说我真的没有办法给这10%。
Think about this.
我们再想想,
Suppose you go to work tomorrow and you discover that your boss has just cut your salary by 10%.
如果说你明天上班, 老板告诉你说你的薪水减了10%。
Of course, if that really happens, you'll call me a prophet. I understand that.
如果真正发生的话, 我相信你明天打电话告诉我说你真是先知啊。
Suppose you lose your job.
或者说你失掉了工作,
and the new job you find is paying you 10% less than you currently make.
那个新的工作呢, 给的薪水是比你现在的薪水少了10%。
What would you do?
那你会怎么做呢?
You'd be grumpy and sad.
你会很生气说,
but you would make do, wouldn't you?
可是你还是会度过这个日子。
You would survive, wouldn't you?
你还是会生存的下去, 不是吗?
And you would discover all kinds of ways that you could survive.
你可以用尽各样的方法, 还是让你活得下去。
You know all of those luxury items we have in our life that we say are our necessities?
你知道, 其实我们生活中很多奢侈品, 可是我们却把它当成必需品呢?
Suddenly you realize, I could do without that.
后来你就会突然发现说, 哎, 我可以活下去, 我没有那些还是活得下去。
I don't have to eat lunch at the fancy Japanese restaurant every day.
我不用到那日本餐厅去吃午餐啊。
I could bring a turkey sandwich from home and a bottle of water.
我可以自己带个三明治带一瓶水去啊。
I don't have to go to Starbucks and spend $5 on a cup of coffee.
我不用到那个 Starbucks 去买那个几块钱一杯的咖啡啊。
I could bring a thermos of Folgers from my house.
我可以自己, 在一个温水瓶里面放好咖啡带去啊。
Many of you own a cell phone, do you not?
你们很多人都拥有那个手机, 对不对?
Do you not?
对不对?
I have a cell phone.
我也有一个手机。
But if I had to make cuts in my life,
可是如果说我要, 选择,
I could cut that cell phone out of my life in a second.
我可以把这手机拿掉, 我不需要用手机。
And I'd be happier if I did, I guarantee it. I went the first 40 years of my life without a cell phone.
我过去的40年我可以,
And I know that surprises many of you.
我知道让很多人很惊讶,
because I look like I'm still 35. I understand that.
因为我觉得看起来还35岁。
But you know what? I could do without that phone.
可是你知道吗? 我可以活得下去, 没有那手机照过得下去。
How many calls do you get on your cell phone that are absolutely urgent?
有多少人是用那手机是因为非常迫切需要用这个手机?
Life and death.
是不是生死交关的事呢?
95% of the calls I get on my cell phone.
95%的那个电话我从我手机收到的。
Tell me to bring bread and milk home after work.
就是要买面包牛奶回家。
I'd be so much happier without that cell phone.
我相信我没有那手机我会更开心一点。
We bring our cell phones to church.
我们把手机带到教会。
Why?
为什么?
Oh, if you're a doctor, I understand. You're on call.
如果你是医生,我可以相信,因为你要随时。
Why on earth are we packing cell phones to church?
为什么我们要来到教会还把手机带到教会呢?
Do you absolutely have to take that call during the worship service?
你是不是在那个聚会的时候一定要来接这通电话呢?
You may do most of your life without that phone.
其实你日子这样过下去,你不接那通电话还是过得下去。
I'll say nothing else because it's not a sermon about cell phones.
Okay, 我不再讲话,因为这不是专于讲那个手机。
The point is simply this.
这个重点是很清楚的。
If we had to make do with 10% less, we could.
如果说我们必须让我们的生活简朴一点,少花10%,我们有办法的。
I know a mother of 4 children.
我也知道一个母亲有4个孩子。
Who wanted to stay home as a full-time mom.
她希望她在家里是做全职的母亲。
Had a very prestigious job on Wall Street.
她在华尔街有很好的工作。
They sold their large house.
他们把他的房子卖掉,
and they bought a smaller house
他们把大房子卖掉,
so that she could stay home and raise her children herself.
所以呢,
it can be done.
这个每件事都可以做得成的,
it's all what you value. It's all what you prioritize in your life, is it not? Please don't send me any nasty emails about this, please.
请你们不要等他送email给我。
So why not alter your lifestyle now?
所以现在我们的生活的形态是怎么样呢?
Why not sit down with your family and begin to make certain lifestyle changes so that you can give more to the Lord and to the new building?
为什么我们不能够坐下来和我们家人好好商量哪些事情我们可以砍掉，然后我们可以把省下的这个钱我们可以捐给教会呢?
But don't be grumpy about it because God loves a cheerful giver, right?
可是你们不要觉得很难受，因为神是喜悦那些乐意、心甘乐意给予的人。
Now, if 10% does not challenge you,
如果10%你觉得还无关痛痒的话,
see, some people think they're off the hook now.
有些人讲说，哦，还好，只要10%。
But if 10% doesn't challenge you or stretch you or create any kind of sacrifice in you, guess what? Not enough.
如果说10%你觉得无关痛痒，没有让你觉得难受的话，你知道吗？这个还不够。
You say, how much should I give?
那我应该要给多少呢？
In accordance with the gospel,
是根据神的福音来给,
as God has prospered you,
就是曾经跟我们的应许,
it is between you and your Savior.
是根据你自己和你救主之间的关系来给。
So why not try to do with 10% less or even more now?
为什么我们现在就开始来做差不多10%这样来开始给呢?
Because if we do that, our generosity will change the world.
因为你要知道,当你这样给予的时候,你慷慨的这个行为会改变这整个世界。
Can you imagine what our church could actually do if we all got hold of that truth?
如果你能相信吗? 如果我们每个人都能抓住这个真理的话, 我们这个教会怎么样的改变呢?
Some people think, we can't build that building. $3 million in 3 years can't be done.
有些人说, 这是不可能, 我们教会绝对不可能在3年之内募300万来盖这个新的楼。
I categorically disagree.
我绝对不同意。
It can be done.
这是绝对可以做到的。
We just have to learn how to become generous givers.
我们只是要学习怎么样成为一个慷慨乐意给予的人。
You want a little more motivation for that?
你希望再, 得到多一点动机吗?
Listen to Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. We'll close with that verse.
我们最后来读马拉基书的第3章第10节。万军之耶和华说,你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库, 使我家有粮。 以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户,请服于你们, 甚至无处可容。
Wow, what a promise that is.
哇,这是神何大的应许。
If you begin to give the way God says,
如果说你们像神说的这样子来给予的话,
generously, sacrificially to the hurt,
就是我们很慷慨的给予, 我们很牺牲性的给予,
God will put something in your hand.
神会把一些放在你的怀里。
You say, what? What's he going to put in my hand?
你说,神会把什么放在我的手上呢?
I have no idea.
我不知道。
Sometimes it's money to make ends meet.
有的时候是钱让我们的生活可以过得下去。
I've experienced that so many times. Haven't some of you?
我很多有这样子的经验。
Gifts coming from all over the place to make ends meet.
就是很多的礼物从各地各处来让我的生活可以过得下去。
And the only explanation is God is doing it.
能够唯一的解释就是说是神让这些事成就。
And I'm so happy He does.
我很高兴他让这些事成就。
Sometimes it's money so that you can give to others in need.
有的时候是钱，你可以给予出去，让别人有需要的人得到满足。
But many times those blessings are not material.
可是很多时候那些祝福不是实际上的、实质上的金钱。
They are spiritual.
是灵里上的祝福。
I think one of the greatest blessings of God is that He gives us worry-free living.
我想最大的祝福从神而来的就是让我们生活是没有忧虑的。
He gives us peace and joy and contentment when we give.
就是当我们在给予的时候，我们有平安、有喜乐、有满足的心给出去。
The happiest people I've ever met are the givers.
我碰到最喜乐、最快乐的人就是那些给予的人。
And the most miserable are the selfish. It's just the way it is.
那最不快乐的人就是那些自私的人、不愿意给的人。
God says, I want to put blessings into your hands.
神耶和华说，他要把这个祝福在我们手上。
But I cannot put them into a clenched fist.
可是我没有办法给一个人那个手掌是握得紧紧的。
So open your hands.
所以把你的手掌打开。
Let go.
放开。
And give.
然后给予。
And God will change the world.
然后神会改变这个世界。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你。